I know that that Beto O'Rourke is a musician.
Yeah.
And he's obviously an advocate for music and the arts, and it's part of his upbringing, and he took it seriously enough to play in a band that you can check out on YouTube, and they're not
right.
bad at all. Very good band.
Yeah, it's like so many people, I think that we find our passions are also the ones that we engage as hobbies, and sometimes early in our careers as true professions. Beto did play in a punk rock band back in the day. He played both bass and drums. They toured over the summers, and I know that in the day or two he occasionally gets at home off the campaign trail, it's something that he still engages.
Yeah, and his band was out touring and traveling some,
yeah.
right? You know, what strikes me about musicians in particular that decide to strike out in a band, and I've always been a little frustrated as a professional musician to be told to shut up and sing a lot of times if I wanted to express an opinion, because one of the things that Beto would have learned playing in a punk band that travels is how to balance a checkbook. You have to know how to balance a checkbook, and you have to know how much gas is in it, because the thing is, unlike a business that you can bankrupt, you don't have that option. If you can't get to the gigs, you don't have the money, and you get very creative about running a business. And so many arts organizations, musicians, even punk rock bands are small business.
That's
it's a small
right.
business person, and I would, you know, love, you know, of course you're surrogate on his behalf, so I kind of like speak through you to him, which I don't have any choice, but I would be interested in his you know view of the artist and the artist's really art being the ground, the forum, the place where we foster ideas. Mm-hmm. That's where we learn how to be creative in school. Nothing else in school is going to be about that. In school is where it starts. And have you? Because I've followed, you know, all the candidates. I followed Beto particularly, but I haven't seen him speak on that. What is his view on how we get music and art back into the public school systems for all students, not just the ones in the nice neighborhoods, but mm-hmm. but everyone. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. Well, I think something that you're hitting on is true of Beto's understanding of the arts and also his view of the campaign itself and why he's bringing a lot of issues to the fore. You know, when you talk about the arts, a big piece of it is that we want our country and we want all citizens to have an opportunity to be well-rounded.
Yeah.
And that's something that we need to foster early in exposing children to the arts in education and through school. That's a piece of his education program and his plan were to be elected president. It would increase dramatic funding for K-12 schools, including about $500 billion of dedicated funding for K-12 schools that would be new on top of existing funds. In addition to that, though, we need to make sure that there are people who are going into those schools to teach the arts. We won't have an opportunity to make sure that every child has an opportunity to learn music or creative thinking through the arts if we don't have art teachers there to provide it to them. By doing loan forgiveness programs for teachers, a teacher under his proposal would be able to fully forgive their outstanding student debt over a period of 5 years, and that creates a powerful incentive for people also to go into the educational field. I think that's important as much as kind of creating that pipeline that furthers the mission of getting children exposed to the arts.
I would suggest, yeah, that's. I think that's fantastic. I also suggest to someone who came through something called an experimental school when I was a kid in the 70s, it was at the height of integration, and it was just an unusual, I think, changing times for education. All of our teachers taught music mm-hmm. in my school. Not seriously, they weren't amazing musicians, but we would always take 10 minutes out of each class, seated on the floor to do a clapping exercise, a singing exercise, basically just to get the heads together. And I would want to put in the ears of some of the candidates that perhaps there's also a way in with just making sure that part of a, you know, part of the teacher's job is actually to just be a little bit of aware and teach just a little bit of art inside a class, so you don't have to have a whole extra class of something if you don't have time for it. Every moment you do that, just I think there may be creative ideas out there that I would like to put the bug in his ear. So, okay. So what is Beda's position then? Because we're asking on all these. Sure. On the NEA, would he favor an increase to a dollar per capita for investment per year for the NEA? Where right now it's 47 cents.
The short answer is that yes, he does support increasing funding to the arts, to the humanities endowments. But I think the broader point that also is helpful to make is what those different endowments do and how they reach the average citizen. Personally, it's something that I've seen as a grant writer. I, for several years, worked as a community college grant writer.
Right.
And it's important to acknowledge that these national endowments and a lot of the grant making that they provide reach the average citizen in very important ways. When we talk about the country's economy, when we talk about cultural amenities, and also even some of the programs that help very rural areas in this state and many others, it's the grants that help these communities to realize their potential and help them to fund a community project that might not otherwise be possible. When these national endowments help to leverage funds and advance the ideas and the creative thinking of small and large communities all alike, that betters our country and it gives people a powerful reason to stay in their community and helps with rural population retainment as well.
Given that the impact on the economy of the arts is as great as it is, and in Iowa, as you can read in the paper here now, that $4 billion dollars of the economy is a big deal, and 2.3 of the GDP and 42,000 jobs created through the arts. That seems like a very big deal, and it isn't spoken about as much because of the political landscape. You don't turn on the television and see them saying that. As president, How do you see Beto handling the messaging of that? Because if people don't understand what the NEA does, and any organization, and any should be held accountable as well. Like, you should know what the NEA is doing, and have some say if it's effective. The president can steer that some. How do you envision, the first, you know, 100 days or whatever of Beto as President O'Rourke, when it comes to weaving the arts in, just like, how does that happen when he hits the office?
And as you answer that question, we have about a minute or so left,
okay.
So you can add anything else to you want to it on behalf of him, and that'll be the closing.
It could be a general closing.
Okay. Well, I'll say I think what you see in Beto's campaign and really the approach that he's taken as a candidate for president is what you should also expect during his first 100 days of office and in some of the policy commitments he makes. Part of the reason that I support Beto is really because of the way he campaigns. I think it's incredibly powerful to go to every corner of the state, go to every corner of the country, go to places that might often feel forgotten. It's not just about campaigning for Democratic votes in this caucus process. It's about campaigning to change the ideals and shape the nation in a positive view. I think that Beto presents all of these issues through a lens of optimism, of belief and hope for the country, and also one that would impact citizens no matter where they come from, whatever walk of life they come from. And I think that's also an important way to describe the power of the arts. If you're talking about policies at the national level, dollars and where they are placed and how they reach the average citizen, we also need to be talking about reaching every citizen, not just some. The federal government and our democracy need to be working for every citizen. That's making sure they have access to opportunity and certainly access to things like the arts. And I know that would be reflected in his policies.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks, man. Thank you.